All right, before we begin Daf Lamed Daled, just a couple of housekeeping items. Number one, I hope you saw the flyer. It's posters in the shul, the flyer I sent to the WhatsApp about the shiur with Rabbi Willig, which is 1 week from tonight. Contemporary issues in Hilchos Yevamos, in Maseches Yevamos, as a kind of a way of celebrating when we finish the third parak in the middle of next week, Mirtz Hashem. A way to kind of give us chazak. Usually every 3 o'clock we make a siyum. In Maseches Yevamos, we have a little longer until we can make a siyum, so that would be a nice way to give us all a little chizik. And Baruch Hashem, 6 other shuls from the Teaneck-Bergenfield community will be partnering with us in this year, and it's going to be open to the public. You'll see an article on Mirtz Hashem actually in the link this week about this year, so hope everyone can join us. Second of all, I don't know if you're getting emails directly from Daf HaShavua or not. I am. But last night and yesterday, they're running a fundraising campaign for the Daf HaShavua program in general, which provides a lot of materials, and it's become an international program, Daf HaShavua, to whom I think I certainly feel Karas HaTov. So I'm going to be sending them a donation from us on behalf of the shul, so on behalf of our group. So if anybody's interested in sending in something, whatever amount you're comfortable with, if you're interested, no pressure at all, but you want to send something in, you can just send it to me, to the Rebbe's discretionary fund, and I'll include it in our donation to Daf HaShavua for all the programming they provided and the source material and things that they, and really the chizik of having, thousands of other people doing the same thing we're doing, the same exact schedule. We know that that's part of the chizik here also. So anybody who's interested in participating, again, without any pressure at all, is welcome to just, you can send me a check. I drop off a check, show me, something in shul, and I will include it in our donation. Okay, so we are at the top of Daf Lamed Daled Amud Aleph. We began last time the Mishnah on Lamed Gimel Amud Beis, which discussed the scenario of two men that married two women, and what happened was, right, when they did kiddushin, and then when it's time for nisuin, they made a mistake, and the woman A went to man B, woman B to man A, so what happens in such a scenario? So we said, so they're chayv from mishum ish es ish and mishum. But if they're brothers, so then they're chayav also mishum eishes ach, and if the women were sisters, they're chayav also for isha lachavsa, and if they were nida, then chayav for nida, for chayav karas for being bolu isha of nida. So it's 4 yisurim that could come all at the same time, or relatively all at the same time, for the same act. The Gemara now on top of Daf Lamed Aleph. So there, the Gemara discussed some of the details of the Mishnah, understanding the scenario. But now the Gemara is going to bring us back to our conversations about Isser Chal Isser. Right? In Isser Chal Isser, when you have multiple Yisurim, piling on top of each other, and in the different ways that we've talked about, Isser Kolel, Isser Mosif, Bas Achas, these different ways that Yisurim can kind of be piled up on each other. And how does that work with this scenario? Because after all, this scenario is similar in a certain sense that you have, just the Isra of Eishes Ish is enough. If a person's Chayav Misa for that, for adultery. So that should be enough. What do you need? All these other Yisurim, how do they, but there are all these other Yisurim that seem to be piled on top of each other. And how does this follow with some of the discussion we've had before about Isra Kolol, Isra Mosif, Isra Basachas, all of which are a type of Isser Chal al Isser, right? One Isser that piles on top of the other. So the Gemara now, on top of that, Lamed Aleph starts to have that conversation. So it says the Gemara, Man Hai Tana. Who is the Tana? The Islay Isser Kolel, the Isser Mosif, the Isser Bas Achas. Who is the Tana, right, who's going to agree that you can have a scenario where all of the different types of Ein Isser, Chal Issers, or the Isser that is Chal al Isser, one Isser on top of the other, who can hold by all three styles, right? Kolel, Mosif, and Bas Achas. If you look at Rashi for a second, Rashi sort of explains what the Gemara is getting at. And Rashi says as follows, Man hai tana, the mas nisin, the isle iser chalal iser, says Rashi, bein aide kolel, bein bi iser mosif, bein aide bas achas, right? Which tana holds iser chal iser in all of these scenarios, okay? Kigon, like, meaning what, for example, Elu Shechayavin Arba Chatos, right? Like the people here who are going to be Chayav four Chatos for this one act, right? This one act of Tashmish, which is going to violate different, you know, make the person Chayav in four different Chatas, Korbanos. And what's the scenario? So Rashi explains it. Kishakidish Ruven, because how is this going to happen? Kishakidish Ruven es Rachel Techila, Nesra al Shimon Mishum Eshazach, right? When Ruven and Rachel get married, so what happens? So Reuven's brother Shimon, right, becomes forbidden because of Eshazach. She becomes forbidden to him because of Eshazach. Ve'eshazish, right? And she's also someone else's wife. Forget his brother, just someone else's wife. Vahanu Basachas, right? So that's how you get the case of Basachas. Two Yisroim happening at the same moment. The moment that Reuven marries Rachel, Shimon and Rachel are forbidden for two reasons immediately at the same time, because of Eshazish and because she is his brother's wife. V'kamischayiv leitana didan atarvayu, right? And our Tana clearly thinks you're chayiv for both of those things, right? In Isher Bas Achas, which you're chayiv for both. And then what happens? Chazar Shimon, so now what happens? The other brother, right? V'kidesh Leia, right? But Shimon goes ahead and marries Leia now, who is Rachel's sister. And what happens? Migu de Asri Leia hanach kidushin bekulhu shar achvasa, Mishum Achos Isha Asrielai. Asrielai Nami Be'ishas Achiv. Mishum Achos Isha. So what happens? We mentioned this case before, right? What happens in that scenario? Where now Shimon goes ahead and marries Leia, who is Rachel's sister. So what happens? So now Shimon is forbidden to whom? To all their other sisters. Right? All the other sisters of these women, of Rachel and Leia, they all become Asr to him. Right? That's not Isra Mosif. But that's more women becoming forbidden to him. That's an Isra Kolom. V'afagav da Sur Alei, even though they're already forbidden to him. V'kaima, Asur Alei V'kaima, V'hainu Isra Kolom. Right, that we had before. V'adayin Rachel Zu Muteris L'Ruven Bala. Right, but Rachel, who originally married her own husband, right, she's permitted to her own husband, right? And what happens? But then Pierce Anida, she becomes Anida. When she becomes Anida, Migo di Tosef Isra Allah, Lagabe Bala, Mishum Nida, Itosef Ba, Nami Isra Lagabe Shimon, Hare Isra Mosif. So at that point, when she has the Isra Nida, which she didn't have Asra to her husband before, right? And now she does. So she's Asra not just to her husband, but she's Asra also to Shimon with the Isra Nida, which again, it just piles on top of the other Isra. But in that case, it's because she's adding a new Isra to her own husband that it's considered a new Isra to her husband, and therefore it expands to her brother-in-law, and that's why that's an Isra Mosif. But the bottom line is, our scenario, these four cases, have examples of an added Isra Bas Achas in the same moment, an added Isra of Isra Kolel, and an added Isra because of Isra Mosif. And all three scenarios are coming into play in this Mishnah. So the Mishnah says, whoa, so who, meaning we've spent so much time in the last daf, back and forth, you know, some people say yes to Isra Mosif, but no to Isra Kolel, yes to the Bas Achas, but not the other ones. So the Gemara wants to know, well, who's this Tana who holds from all of them at the same time? How could that be? So the answer to the Gemara is follows. So Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav Meir. I'll tell you who it is, it's Rav Meir. How do I know? Tisanya, because we have in a Braisa, actually the Mesor Shashin Tisan, it's a Mishnah in Shabbos. Yesh ochel achila achas v'chay v'aleha arba chatos v'asham echad. There's a scenario of an individual who can eat one item, and when they eat that item, they violate four. They have to bring four, you know, korban chatas four times because of it, and one asham. Okay, and what's that case? What's the scenario where that person who ate one item? Again, it's a different type of iser, right? But here it's an eating iser. If they eat one item, they're chayav four chataos and one asham. The following case. Tamei, the person's tamei. Sha'achal chaylev, who ate forbidden fats. So forbidden fats are asr on their own. Chaylev is just asr on its own. Vehu nosar, and it was a leftover from a korban. So since it's part of a leftover korban, nosar is forbidden for anybody to eat. Sorry, nosar mina muktashin. So you now have the person who's tamei, who's eating chaylev. So eating chaylev itself is an isser. Eating nosar from muktashin anyways is asar, but certainly if it's hektish, then it's also asar if you're tamei. You can't eat something from the base of the if you're tamei. Biyom HaKippurim. And you ate it on Yom Kippur. When eating anyways on Yom Kippur is forbidden. Okay? All four of those isurim all at the same time. I think they have a... We're going to have here in a second. Yeah, we're going to have... The chart here gives us... lays it out for you in a second. But, so, if you eat these things, so what's going to happen? Sorry, Rabbi Meir Omer... So that's four Yisroim already. Rabbi Meir Omer Imhaisa Shabbos Votzio Befiv. Let's say it was Shabbos, and he put the food in his mouth, and then he walked out of the Beis HaMikdash. So what's he doing when he walks out of the Beis HaMikdash with the food in his mouth? He's carrying, right? He's being Votzim Yerushus Rishus. So what happens? Chayev, he's Chayev for that too. So Amrlo Eino Min Hashem. And they said to Rabbi Meir, that's very nice, but that's not one of these. We talked about four Yisuri Achila. This is an Isra Achila. That's an Isra Malacha. It's a different type of Isra. So that's not what we meant. But correct, that would be included also. So the point is that Rabbi Meir agrees, in this situation, you be chayav four chataos. Rashi explains, if you look at Rashi right to the right, arba chataos, mishum tuma, de'ocha kachim betuma, betuma sagof, right? The person ate tuma, ate kachim when they're tame, that's an Isra Karis, umishum chaylev, eating chaylev anyways, forbidden fast is asr, and in of itself, umishum nosar, eating leftovers from a korban once the time expired, those items have to be burned up anyways, you can't eat them at all, and eating them is an isser, umishim akipurim, and eating in Yom Kippur. Va'asha mi'ilos, da'filo kohen lagabi imurim zarhu, and also in asha mi'ilos, because he went ahead, even a kohen who eats leftovers is considered, a zar, is not supposed to eat them, and you're chayav that also. And in Haisa Shabbos, says Rashi, ava mishim akipurim lo havi mechayav avutzah, because others aren't going to require, because Yom Kippur, you're not chayav for Otsah because it's Yom Kippur. The question that Rashi is asking is, why does that have to be Shabbos? You can't carry on Yom Kippur either. Right? Yom Kippur also you can't carry. So that's a side point Rashi is pointing out. You won't be chayav for carrying Yom Kippur because Sever ain't Erev Otsah Yom Kippurim. But that's a different sugya for a different time. But the bottom line is, you see that you're chayav for all these different chataos. And it says Rashi, Alma Isle, the Rabbi Meir, Kulu. Right, you see the Rabbi Meir has all of these different Yisurim in Rashi, and Rashi is going to explain how each one of these, how all four of these Yisurim can bring with them all these different Isur Chalal Isur, Bas Achas, Kolel, and Mosif. And Rashi explains them. Tahahacha, Mishen Notes Rabbehem Mazu, when this animal was created, Vihi Chulin, right, and it is an animal that's been brought on the Beis HaMikdash, Nesra Chelba Bachila, right, the second that animal was created, Chaylev is asr always, right? Chaylev is a forbidden fat that is, there's no way to make it mutter. It's always asr. Even if the animal shechted, you can do all the salting and soaking in the world. It doesn't matter. Chaylev is asr. Fine. So that animal is created, it's chaylev is asr. Umutter behana. However, it's chaylev is permissible behana. You're allowed to sell chaylev. You're just not allowed to eat it. So what happened? Hukdisha. But now the person made this animal, right? Hektish. Whatever. Someone decided to make it into a korban. So now what happens? Migudi tosef iser hana ala chilev mishum kachim itusef beinami iser achila mishum zarus. So now that it has a new iser, it's not just chilev, but also it's hektish, right? So now not only can you not eat it because it's chilev, you also can't eat it if you're a zar, right? If you're a non-kohen, right? Va'afagav the aser v'kai b'achila hava. Even though it was already forbidden to eat, right? That's always the case here. It was always asr. Anyways, you're adding a new isr. Havale nosar, right? It now also has the isr of nosar because it got the rest of the animal got left, some of the meat got left over. Migu di tosef isr le mizbeach mishum nosar, right? So now something that's nosar, the rule is you can't even burn it on the mizbeach. You burn it somewhere else. So again, so far we have which isurim? The isr of chaylev, the isr of hektish. Right, those two we've added on. So we had the Isra of Chilev, you added on to the Isra of Hekdesh. Now we're added on since the animal itself was brought as a korban, and then again the Chilev was never eaten, which is not supposed to be, but it's leftover. So now it adds on to it again a new Isra, the Isra of Nosar, of leftovers from a korban. So Migu di Tosef Isra Mizbeach Mishum Nosar Tosef Nami Lakoin. Right, so again, the Mizbeach can't have it. Because each case, you have to have someone new or something new that makes it forbidden, that's forbidden to, right? So the Nosar now, right, this piece of Chaylev is now forbidden to go on the Mizbeach even. It's forbidden even to be burned on the Mizbeach. Oh, so it's an Isser to Mizbeach. So again, so now it can be added on to the same guy, to the Kohen or to the Tzar, who are not allowed to eat it. All right, and the Kohen who was originally allowed to eat korbanos, right, he can't eat this thing because it's nosar. Mishum nosar. Hari hanach trei mishum iser mosif, right? So that's an iser mosif because it's being added on an iser to new people. So now what happens? Nitmazeh, right? Now this person, this other person becomes tamei. Sha'ad achshav haya mutter b'chatichos basar, kodesh, right? A person who is not tamei, right, theoretically can eat items that are kodesh if he's tahor. There's certain items that even a non-kohen can eat if he's tahor. V'achshav neser behen. And now it becomes forbidden. Why? Because it became tameh. Migu did mitzer b'shar chatichos mishum tumat. And so since he's forbidden to eat other types of korbanos, which otherwise would be permissible to him, he's forbidden to them because he's tameh. Neser nami bizu mishum tumah. Right? So he's forbidden also to the chalef because of tumah. Vahainu iser kolo. Right? This is like the brother having many women, the many sisters now all forbidden to him. Right? It's the same thing. This person was before permitted to other types of meat, and now he's forbidden to them because he's tamei. So he's forbidden now also to the nosar, to this chaylev, etc., because of becoming tamei. V'hainu isra kolon, that's an isra kolon. So havalei yom kippurim, and now you have yom kippurim. Migo de mitzer b'chulim mishum kippurim, and again, any person is forbidden to any other non-kachim on yom kippurim. Aser nami bekachim yishum yom kippurim, which is forbidden also to the kachim and yom kippurim. V'hanu nami iser kolo, which is another added iser. Umini mechayev le Rabbi Meir mishum hotzah Shabbos. And what did Rabbi Meir add on to that also? That also you're forbidden if you'd have that food in your mouth and you'd walk out of the Beis HaMikdash for hotzah, right, for carrying on Shabbos. Alma islay iser bas achas. Right, so we had until now two cases of iser kolo and two cases of iser mosif. We need the Isra of Basachas, an Isra that comes at the same exact moment. What's that? So, Chayo Kishakidesh Hayom, Chalu Alav Isra Achilas Yom Kippurim, Vi Isra Shabbos. So, what's the Basachas here? When Yom Kippur falls on Shabbos, right, what happens? The moment Yom Kippur begins, there are two Isra that are activated at the same exact moment. What's that? The Isra Achilas Yom Kippurim, and all the Malachos Shabbos. So for this guy who is already tamei and the food's already nosar and the food's already chaylev, etc., and he's not a kohen, all those things were already forbidden to him, right? And then at that moment, what happens? And so all those things are piled on because of an isra kolel or an isra mosif. And then what happens? Shabbos and Yom Kippur begin at the same moment. And what does he do? He eats the piece of chaylev and he walks out of the Beis HaMikdash. So the eating and the walking out of the Beis HaMikdash happen at different times. But the isra in general, right, the Isser in general of Yom Kippurim and Shabbos, those are activated at the same moment. So that's an Isser of Basachas. So the point is, the fact that Rabbi Meir includes all of these Isserim, so you see that Rabbi Meir includes an Isser, Chalal Isser, for Isser Kolel, for Isser Mosif, and for Basachas. So that's the Gemara's, you know, proof at this point, that or at least he's their man in terms of their author of this. He's this same Rabbi Meir, who agrees to this case by the case of the chaylev that's nosar and the person's tamei on Shabbos and Yom Kippurim, so that and he thinks you're chayav for all of those things. That must be the same author of our Mishnah who said the case of the two brothers who married the two sisters and their nida that they're chayav for all four Yisurim at the same time. Okay, goodish, sort of, yeah. Okay, I know it can still remains complicated to distinguish Isser Kolel, Isser Mosif in each case. But, you know, I think we have the basics here. Fine. So now let's go back to the Gemara. And so we're seven lines from the top. Second word from the end is Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir Aliba Deman. Okay, Rabbi Meir, who does he hold like? Okay? Whose opinion is he connecting with here? So what do we mean? So there's going to be a case, another case that the Gemara is going to talk about in a second. And, you know, let's actually go to Rashi for a second, because Rashi is going to explain to us this case also. All right, Baruch Hashem for Rashi, you wouldn't know what any of the Gemara meant here. So look at Rashi in the last very skinny line in Rashi. Rabbi Meir Aliba Deman, as follows. Klomar, meaning to say, Nihidis, because the Gemara is going to explain this case in a second, but Rashi explains it a little bit clearer first. Klomar, Nihidis, Savar Rabbi Meir Ihu, Ki Hagabna. Isser Chal Isser. We know that Rabbi Meir holds Isser Chal Isser in all these cases we mentioned. Mihu, Heicha de Kamiskavin le Dvar Mitzvah. But here, what happened? Again, that case was a case of a person, right, who goes ahead and eats something that's for sure forbidden, chaylev, right, and he eats at the wrong time, in the wrong place, etc. Fine. But what's the scenario in our case? Our case was two men who did kiddushin, and then they come to do nisuin, and then they have tashrish with the woman. But it was a mistake, right? The Gemara clarified that case was all a mistake. What were they trying to do? They're trying to get married, right? And it ends up they violate four yisurim, right? So that's what Rashi means here. Miu heched the kamiskaven the dvar mitzvah, right? The person had a mind to do the right thing, to do a mitzvah, right? Lisa Yisha, to get married. Keman mirabosav svirlei. Rabbi Meir. Who is Rabbi Meir holding like in the case of bita'a b'dvar mitzvah velo asa mitzvah? Right, because our case is now a case of what's referred to as ta'a b'dvar mitzvah, right? But and you wanted to do a mitzvah, but you didn't. You made a mistake in the end. So who does he hold like? Why? What is he talking about? Because this is a machlok. It's about such a case. Right? Iyal yibad Rabbi Yoshua. If you want to see a holds like Rabbi Yeshua, if you don't know Rabbi Yeshua yet, is yet, it's okay. We're not supposed to know yet. Rashi didn't tell us right now. Ha'amar Pater, Mesechah Shabbos, Mesechah Shabbos, and the Perek Lelozah Demila talks about all the halachas of Bris Mila. And there the Gemara has the following case. The Sanya Hassan, the Gemara there has a brisa. Misha hayu lo shtei tinokos, echa lamu b'Shabbos, ve'echa lamu b'echa b'Shabbos. Two babies were born. A baby was born on Shabbos, and a baby was born on Sunday. And so two babies there in front of this Moel. One of them is the baby is supposed to have the bris milah today on Shabbos, and if the baby is supposed to have bris milah on Shabbos and you do the bris milah on Shabbos, it's a mitzvah, right? But then you have another baby whose bris milah is supposed to be on Sunday. If the baby is supposed to be bris milah on Sunday and you do the bris milah on Shabbos, what happens? Not only did you not do the mitzvah of bris milah, you did a malacha of chavalah on Shabbos, right? So not only did you not do the dvar mitzvah, but you did an isser, right? So it's a similar scenario, right? A person who had in mind to do a mitzvah and instead violated an Isser Misa, right? Fine. So what happens? V'shachach umal eshal echad b'Shabbos. And he made a mistake. And he gave a bris milah to the wrong baby on Shabbos. Dahanu nami tabid var mitzvah v'lo asa mitzvah. Shadayin lo giyaz mano. So again, it's the same type of scenario. You tried to do a mitzvah, you made a mistake, you didn't do so, and you didn't Isser in its place. Because this baby is only 7 days old, not 8 days old. Poter Rabbi Yoshua. Right? Rabbi Yoshua paters in such a case. Rabbi Yoshua says you're pater in such a case. So let's go back to our Gemara for a second. So Gemara said like this. So Rimeir Ali B'daman. Rimeir, in the case of Tavid Var Mitzvah, who's he holding like? I Ali B'Rabbi Yoshua. If you want to see how to Rabbi Yoshua, Ha'amar Tavid Var Mitzvah Poter. Right? Rabbi Yoshua's opinion is, if you meant to do a mitzvah and you made a mistake, and it turns out you did an Isser, you're putter from the Isser. Why? Because he had the right kavana. Interesting question why that's going to be. So what, I had the right kavana. I did an Isser b'shogeg. I should still be chayef, right? But that's Rabbi Yeshua's opinion. A tab edvar mitzvah, and you did an Isser instead, so you are putter. You are putter. It wasn't the right thing to do, but you're not going to be chayef for the Aver. So the problem is, why can't Rabbi Meir hold like Rabbi Yeshua? Because our Mishnah is a case where we say you're chayef for four chatos. Right, so if you hold tar b'dvar mitzvah as pater, then you can't hold like that. Right, you can't hold Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua would say in our Mishnah, everyone can go home, go to their respective, husband and go to their respective families, and get together and go home and finish. No korbanos, because everyone's pater. You had in mind to do a mitzvah, so you can't hold like Rabbi Yeshua. So at Aliba, Rabbi Eliezer. So must be he holds like Rabbi Eliezer. Right, he's got to hold like the other opinion, which is Rabbi Eliezer, who holds that you're chayiv in such a case. That even though it was a mistake, but you did the Isser, and since you didn't do the mitzvah, you violated an Isser. You have to be a korban chatas, and maybe multiple korban chatas in such a scenario. Okay, so that's one possibility, is that who's Rabbi Meir hold like? In the case of Tav Bar Mitzvah, he must hold like Rabbi Eliezer, because he can't possibly hold like Rabbi Yeshua. Fine. Ibai is Ema. Orgamar says, if you want, I'll say. La'olam aliba Rabbi Yeshua. Really, in the case of Tav Dvar Mitzvah, Rabbi Meir actually agrees with Rabbi Yoshua. And really, in the case of the babies getting the bris milah, Rabbi Meir would agree. If the person made a mistake and gave a bris milah to the wrong baby who wasn't ready for a bris milah yet, it's only 7 days, and you violated the Malacha Shabbos because of that, doesn't matter. You're putter, you don't have to be a korban chatas even. Ki ka'amar Rabbi Yoshua, Tav Dvar Mitzvah, putter, hani milah gabi tinokos. But maybe that case was only in that case. Why? This is mano boho. Because in the case of a baby having a bris milah, the time for the bris is very, very significant. You're gonna be like, right, the language you use in even modern Hebrew to be in behalom. It means like you're all like mixed up. Right? You're rushing. And when it comes to a bris milah, you gotta make sure you get this one done right now. You don't have time to delay, right? So because when it comes to bris milah, you're all rushing so much, what might happen? It explains why you made a mistake. Look at Rashi, this man of Bahul. Rashi says, Shahaya Tarud, Lamula, Shel Shabbos, Kadish Lo Yavor Zmano, right? You're nervous. We gotta get this one in, the next one's tomorrow. You're like all like, you know, there's a lot of tumult. And that's maybe why in that case, Rabbi Yeshua is Mako. However, if a high came and the ain't Zmano Bahul, though, right? Meaning, maybe Rabbi Meir would say, you're right, in the case of a regular Tabit Devar Mitzvah, then I agree that I'm going to let you off the hook. We say you're pater, Tabit Devar Mitzvah, it's not your fault. Why? Not because in general Tabit Devar Mitzvah is pater, but because in that scenario, specifically the case of the two babies, there's so much going on, we understand that happens. Right? Avahacha, when it comes to getting married, Rashi says, Avahacha, Gabin Yisuin, Ein Zman O Behol, the Ein Zman Kavu, the Mitzvah, Behavai Lamedak. You didn't have any time limit on the wedding. Okay, so the caterer is, you know, bugging you, you want to get already to moving along, but that's a zman we add to ourselves. That's not a zman for the halacha. Right, so the fact that there's there's a lot of tears though when it comes to a wedding also, that doesn't matter. That's not a halachic time that's bothering us. So in that scenario, you should be more careful. And the fact that you weren't, I meant to do a mitzvah, it's nice you meant to do a mitzvah. But at the end of the day, you should have been more careful. And the fact that you weren't, you're still chayav echatas. So therefore, it's not so clear that you can compare the two cases exactly. Maybe Rabbi Meir holds in a normal case of Tav Devar Mitzvah like Rabbi Yeshua, but in the case of in our case of the weddings, he would still agree that you're chayav, even though it was a mistake and you intended to do a mitzvah. Fine. So when the Gemara continues, we'll continue tomorrow. Raises questions on this issue, on this question, and we'll see more continue tomorrow.